O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Praise to you who dwell among us, keeping promise by your presence. A reading from Psalm 132, verses 8 to 13. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. Let your faithful people sing with joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. The Lord has sworn an oath to David. In truth, he will not break it. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If your children keep my covenant and my testimonies that I shall teach them, their children will sit upon your throne forevermore. Praise to you who dwell among us, keeping promise by your presence. A reading from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered him and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said, He who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said to him, Go and do likewise. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you who dwell among us, keeping promise by your presence. Irenaeus of Lyon, a 2nd century bishop, wrote, The church has been planted as a paradise in this world. Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. And so, as we become aware of your presence in this place and time, open our eyes to perceive you, realign our minds to believe you, and reawaken our hearts to receive you, now and throughout this day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. I choose to rejoice today because God is our safe place in a scary world. And so we join with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 59. As for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress. O my strength, to you I sing praises. For you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Thinking about the people that we will connect with in the coming day, we ask you, Lord, that words may be given to us so that we will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, as we should. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In Isaiah 6, verse 8, we read, I hear the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I say, Here I am. Send me. Thank you, Lord, that in sending us out into the world to proclaim your good news, you promise to be by our side every step of the way, saying, Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, enable us today to see our neighbor in those whom the world rejects, the guilt-ridden, the foreigner, the unprotected, and the refugee. Open our eyes and make us present to these neighbors, both in our various expressions of community and in the wider world. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.